Doing Tikkun Hamidos and the Sifsechein and the Sifsechein Shavuot. Okay, so here we go. So Kasher Zachinu Lisader Tikkun Hazayin Shavuot Shel Yemei Hasfira. So we're Zocha to arrange the Tikkun for the 7 weeks of the Sfira. Leida ech kulam nitaknu al kotev echad, how they were, you know, to understand how they were put together in like one, like I would call it one grouping. Shiya iru hamochim letoch hamidos besedu hamediyak lezacham letarum. So that we were able to take the midos in a specific order in order to purify them. Bechdei lahagia tahor. So the idea is to get ourselves ready for when we get to the day of Shavuos, which is the day of Kabbalah Satar. Fine. So we're basically going through this exercise of the Tikkun Hamidos. And it's interesting. Like he's, the way he says it, She'iru hamochem etoch hamidos, right? So that the idea of taking the upper three and having them come into the lower seven. Right, so that basically, because what we're dealing with here is really the lower seven, right? It's the Chesed Gvurah Tiferes, Netzachot Yisod Malchus. One of the things that I did that I've been doing this year that I've tried maybe a little bit in the past, but I've been on point, is that every night I look at each week is a different midah, and each midah has within it seven different aspects within that midah. So there's, let's say, for example, Chesed. You have Chesed Shebechesed, Gvur Shebechesed, Tefer Shebechesed. So there's every Midah has an aspect of another Midah in it, so that when you go through the week of Chesed, you're going to now experience all seven combined, all kind of combining, but it's different. Chesed Shebechesed or Gvur Shebechesed is different than Chesed Shebegvur, right? So each of them, and he's going to talk about it here. So this is like a beautiful, he kind of opens it up. So one of the things I'm paying attention to is like this week we're in Netzach, and the next week's Hod, but then, you know, each night you see that, and then you try to think about, like, okay, how do the combinations work, you know? So, something to think about. But let's see what he says here. Because this, when we're finished, hopefully we'll have a little bit more of a sense of, like, what each of the major, right, the, like, you know, what's Chesed about, what's Gvura, what's Tiferes, what's Netzach, what's Hod. So, we've done this before. It's interesting to see how he lays it out here. So, on the side, not here. Avodos Tikkun Hamidos. Oh, so he says, he's quoting from the B'nai Yisachar. Kasav Leva'er Inyan HaSfira. So he said, he wrote, explain like what's going on, what are we trying to accomplish during the Sfira? Shu Gam Kein Sfira Zayin Hamidos Hagas Nehim. It's also, right, it's so too, it's similar to the counting of the seven Midos of Chesed Gvurah Tiferes Netzachot Yisod Malchus. V'chol Shavua Mida Acha. So each week we approach a different Mida. So each week we are trying to clarify, bring clarity to the fallen sparks that occurred at the beginning. We talked about creation. There were all these mitzotze kedusha that were dispersed into the world, and now we're working through. Our work is to bring those sparks of kedusha back. So, and so too, when we don't act properly, we're creating also an element of let's call it falling or dispersion of the sparks. Right. So, for example, you have the midah of ava that a person has, love. That's coming from the side of chesed. So if he does love, but if he's, but let's say he loves the wrong thing, actually. Hashem said, stay away from this, and you love it inappropriately. So basically, when we, it's not just the Nitzotze Kedusha that, you know, happened at the beginning of creation, but also within our actions, we create certain falling as well. So therefore, what we're doing during the Sfira is we're trying to do a tikkun in those areas. Fine. Vine. Aliyas Hanitzotzin bePulas HaAdam Hu bHa'alos HaAdam Kol Achas MiAmidos LeSharasho Aide HaTshuva Shlema. So now the raising of these sparks when we do our activities, right, that are proper, right? So when we go through each of these midos, we're able to then take those fallen sparks and bring it back to the where they're supposed to be, to their original shoresh. Then that's done through tshuva shlema. Ki aide midas hatshuva yituknu hanitzotzas mehashvira lavo lesod parts of adam. So you're basically through tshuva, we're able to really fix and correct. Let's say he says that which occurred in the breaking of the vessels to bring it to partsuf adam. Right. So that's all. I guess it's talking about part, but it's the idea of the face of man, quote unquote. But it's also the idea of fixing how things should have been. Okay, so we say basically is like this, that as you go through this process, as we raise it up, so when you take each of these points and you're raising them up to basically, in a sense, what you're doing is you're in a sense building back the stature of what the spiritual being of Adam should be. Right. So he's referencing and in thinking of the Chachma Bina Das, so all love and fear end up becoming negated or really subjugated to the ikar of what of reality, which is that you have this straight line of the Shefa of Hashem coming into the world, right? And then so that basically this whole process of doing tshuva, and in the process of tshuva, you're correcting all of these like imperfections, impurities, to get us back to, and the way he's describing is like the proper stature of man, which I think we've kind of seen, we saw this in like more of the general Hakdam Sefer of the Sif Seichein, the original book that we went through. So now continuing on the footnotes here, Avodas Hasfira Hachana LeKabbalas HaTorah. So he mentioned the fact that what we're doing here in the 7 weeks is we're cleaning things up, so to speak, and we're getting ourselves ready for Kabbalas HaTorah. So Kasav Sefer Kedushas Yom Tov, Amru B'Chachmenu Zal, Mitzvah Lememni Shavuos V'Yomei Bein Pesach Latzer. So we have a mitzvah, as Lemara says, that to count days and weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. You may and so we have this job of cleansing ourselves and to like, and again, to really like bring clarity to each midah, and which is unique to each day. He called davar nechkach b'moado kiyadua. So each thing is like ingrained, when you carve, right? So the nechkach b'mardok. So it's like it's embedded within the time. Ubitikun hazayin midos karov hadavar meod acharkach behegia yom hachag hakadosh man matan Torah seina. And so when we fix that, when we work on this 7 week process of fixing the midos over those 7 weeks, we become closer and be able to get to the special day of Matan Torah. She yuchlu az the Kabbalah the Torah, believe Torah v'panoi the Kabbalah's Torah Hakadosha. So what we're in essence doing is we're having the work that we're doing in this time period will enable us to be able to come to the day of Matan Torah with a pure heart and open to be able to receive. So we're like, in a sense, we're preparing the kli, the vessel, for Matan Torah. So each day of the Sfira, and going back to the way he says it, like you count days and weeks, the idea of the counting of the days is that each day has a special thing within it. Like we said, the Netzach, you know, Netzach Shabbat Netzach, and then, you know, Hod Shabbat Netzach, which is what we're going through right, like as we speak. Sheva Shabbatos Tmimos Tiyana. Right? So in a sense, when it says that you should have 7 whole weeks, Sheyu Tmimim Bal Yachsar Mehem Uma. There should be nothing lacking. Kol HaShavos V'haitim Shebiyamim Ha'ela Nechutzim Hem L'tikon Midos Av Ayin Sham Be'orech. So what the Kedushas Yom Tov is telling us is that each day, when we say that the Sfira is counting days, and the idea that it should be 7 whole weeks, complete weeks, is that in this process, in this time, each day is unique to address a different aspect within our midos. And then also the weeks themselves, how can you make them whole? By doing this work. Okay, so now back to the back into the middle here. So he says, Cain, so Cain nizkeh, Levayer ofen tikun hasheva midos al haseder shall tikun hamasim befoil. So to now we'll try to explain how this works. How this works. King Niske Levayer ofen tikun hasheva midos al haseder shall tikun hamasim befoil. Lit karev al yadam el hashem isbarach lasuk becholyam began the rabbos halayla bavodam yuchada. So we're now, this is what we're going to talk about. Like, let's get into, like, what is it? So it's great. There's this idea that we're going to fix things, you know? Like, so what does that mean, you know? So let's try to figure it out. So he says something beautiful here also. Look at Gimel here. So kol yom avodas avodam yuchadas. Each day is unique in the avoda. So the bi'arvi na'achal mevar barichas nifla shenitzdavinu al elu zayin shabbasos shehein memtes yom shiyu temimos. Right? We're being told that the whole idea of Sfira is that they should be temimos. That's why we dafka start counting at night, not during the day, because we want it to be whole. So we want it to be from the beginning of the day, which is at night. So lo kamo shar mitzvah shemahalech seder avoda achas enu nigmar ela achar kama yamim ma'ashenkin al yedei hasfira nigmar kol mahalech biyom echad. So here is different, where in here the whole process is going to finish up in one day, as opposed to other mitzvahs that a couple of days and you're done. Here it's a whole long thing, but it will get, then the culmination is that one day. But here is zman hakda his kachas adam huvalayla. So the Arvi Nachal adds on Moshe Arvi Nachal the skulas his kachas adam v'kinisaso leheichalas hakadusha v'chin yisiyaso me'atumar huvalayla be'ez hashena. A person's ability to enter into holiness and to leave Tumah is specifically at night when we're about to go to sleep. Okay, or at night when we're sleeping. Lezeh amar azal, de'ein temimos ela im kein sofer balayla dafka. And temimos, as we said, is only when you're counting at night. Shaz eis his kachas adam halichasov min madrega l'madrega. Because that's the time of when a person can become holy, and it can go from level to level. V'lachein ein temimos elim kein sofer balayla ayin sham kol ha'inyan b'metek l'shana kadosh. What he's saying is that when we get to nighttime, that's the crucial point. You want to be holy? It's at night when we're going to sleep. So now, listen to what he says. B'li ha'chana ha'layla ein avodas hayom b'shleimus. So what is this thing about the nighttime being this very important step in spirituality? So he explains, "B'li hachanas halayla ein avodas hayom b'shleimus v'yesh l'smoch tavlin l'zeh v'hasmich," to add some spice here. Al pi divrei kadosh shall harav hakadosh misamer al hagmara yom echad hosef Moshe midaito. So I don't know. Do you guys do daf? Anybody do daf? No. Yes. No.
No.
Okay. So daf. It's like it's funny. He quotes Gemara on Shabbos, but it's in Yevamos also. He just had this that Moshe did three things on his own without Hashem telling him, and Hashem was very happy. One of those things was that he added a day to the, and that's why it's the shalosh yimei hagbalah instead of the 2 days of hagbalah, right? So we have Moshe actually added on the third day on his own, and Hashem was like, well done. The other thing is he broke the luchos, right? He did that on his own. What's the third thing that Moshe did on his own? That Hashem said, yeshikach. I'm blanking out here. Okay, I'll come back to me in a second. So here, he quotes the Mar on Shabbos, but it's also in Yevamos. Yom echad hosef Moshe midaito. V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yado. Dil asi shchina ad safra de shabta. That Hashem, right, because the shchina didn't come until Erev Shabbos, or the night of Shabbos. Yamrina my darash, and where did Moshe get that from? Mikidashtem hayom v'machar, hayom kimachar. So he learned, it's Hashem said, you should sanctify today and tomorrow. And Moshe learned today is like tomorrow. Ma machar leilo imo, af hayom leilo imo. Just like tomorrow, it's going to be night and day, and the day is with night, like that. So too, it has to be this. V'layla da ha'idna kfar az lale. So what happens is it actually started, when Hashem told Moshe about this, he told him during the day. So really, Moshe said, wait a second, this is missing because today missed the nighttime that precedes it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to now add on a full day, a night and a day. That's where he gets it. So why is this a big deal? Why does it matter? Why do you need to have a full day? That the night will come and precede the day, right? So the Samarov explains, Ubir al pi ma dimit amra mishmei de harava remeir mi permishalan. Sechus yagen olenu. Amati isa b'shulchan arach. Yiskaber ka'ari la'amod b'boker lavodos boro. Right? So it says it's like the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, right? One of the first things it says that a person should get up in the morning like a lion, right? So now Moshe Rabbeinu HaRamah. The Ramah then says, Ubishachvo al mitaso yeda lefi mi hu shochev. The Ramah adds in this weird thing. He says that when a person goes to sleep on his bed, he should know in front of who he's going to sleep in front of. So if we're talking about what the laws of what we do when we wake up in the morning, why does the Ramah tell us about the importance of how when you go to sleep, you have to be in the proper frame of mind? Right, so this is out of place. You want to talk about how our mindset should be when we go to sleep? Kriya Shema, Alamita, right? Ach, bir hadavar, ki kedeles gabe ki ari b'boke, l'avodas Hashem Yisparach. So you want to know, how is one ready to get up in the morning like a lion? That actually starts on your mindset of how it is when you go to sleep at night. Min ha'echar she'yelech l'shkov b'layla ki ari. How you go to sleep matters. You should go to sleep like a lion. So that we should basically have really pure thoughts when we go to sleep. If you don't have that proper mindset at night, so then it's not going to compute. It's not like you just wake up in the morning and boom, I'm ready to rock. It's because the Ramah is adding in. You want to know how the key to success on that is how we go to sleep at night. So that which is like from like I'm sitting here going, wow, that's amazing. Because who did you ever hear anybody tell you like, you know, you need to get into the proper mindset at night before you go to sleep? And like, we're going to sleep. Like, don't bother me. No. So this is like a new thing. It's like, oh my gosh, at night, it's not just that you say Kriya Shema and like your Yotze that I'm fulfilling the important thing of contemplating God's oneness. But what he's saying here is that pretty unbelievable is that, you know what? You want to basically get to a place of holiness when you wake up in the morning. It's got to start at night. And that the night really is the you're setting the tone for tomorrow. And that when you go to sleep, it's like a big deal.
Preparation is the key to success.
Yeah, yeah. No, in a million years, I've never heard anybody say, like, you really should. I mean, there's this beautiful piece in the Moronayim. The Moronayim says, did you ever feel like, you know, you're doing something, no one's in the room, and you feel like someone's watching you? He said, that's how that you're actually sensing the Shekhinah. The presence of Hashem is there. There's no one in the room, and you feel like someone's like behind you watching what you're doing. It's like, what? And he says, that's, but here what we're saying is that actually doing an active bringing Hashem, so to speak, into your bed and into that space of the nighttime of going to bed and saying, okay, you know, just like we say, Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Talmud, when I wake up in the morning and I go to a shul and I have to work on having the sense that Hashem is actually present as we're davening, right? That's a big deal, which is not so easy. Now we're saying when you're in your room at night that you have to like start thinking about and contemplating that, you know, who you're in front of, which is, I think it's a big, very interesting idea. And so that's actually now explaining. So this really explains why Moshe felt it was important to have a night-day combo twice. So meaning, because Hashem said to him, today holy, tomorrow holy. And Moshe said, okay, that means I got to add on an extra day because that first day was lacking because it didn't have a night that preceded the day. So that's not a proper 2 days based on, you want to know about Kedusha? Kedusha has to have that night prior with the right mindset. You're not going to have your proper mindset for the next, you're not going to have a proper day. He sees nothing about nights. Haven Moshe ben Daito, but Moshe understood. He understood you need to have the nights with it as well. So now, Hashem's will was also, Ratzon was to be that, but he didn't express it explicitly. So Hashem set up that Moshe would understand, intuit that this is the proper way. But you see this amazing idea about how we're supposed to approach getting our minds in the right place when we're going to sleep. Okay, now. And that he then says, so let's look in the back in the middle here. B'shvuah HaRishon. So what I'm going to read the middle first, and then I'm going to go back to the footnote. So I'm just going to run through the middle quickly, and then we'll come back and try to cover some of this stuff. Okay, now, we can continue. I don't know if we're going to have enough time to do all of it, but it's all very worthwhile. So first, the middle. So B'shvuah HaRishon, the first week, Skulos Hazman Hu Letake Nitzotze Sviras Chesed Shenifkemo. So the first week we're supposed to work on the sparks of chesed that were damaged. So Ayidei Sheyishtadel La'avat Hashem Yisparach Lehovat Torah V'Mitzvoseh. And so we're going to do our effort is to love Hashem, His Torah and His mitzvos. So that's week one. Second week is B'Shvuah Sheni Skulat Hazman Hu Letake Nitzotze Sviras Gvura Shenifkemo. So now we're working on Gvura that was damaged. And how do we do that? Ayidei Sheyishtadel Yiras Hashem Yisparach, that we should fear God, v'lavdo b'koch u'gvura, and we should be oved Hashem with strength, with koch and gvura, and with, I guess, restraint, I'll say. The third week, skulas hasman hu v'taki nitzotzi sviros teferes shenifkemu, v'ayidei sheyishtadel l'kayim zekeli v'anveu, l'hader v'lefa'er et kol mitzvos Hashem v'toroso, v'chol minei yofi v'hidur. So the third week is teferes, and that is, the effort is to glorify, to bring glory to God. Zeh keli, this is my God, v'anvehu. Lahader v'lefa'er kol mitzvos Hashem v'toraso, is to be able to beautify the mitzvos of Hashem and His Torah with all different types of yofi v'hidur, right? To make things beautiful. Okay, so that's to beautify. So love, fear, third week is to bring beauty to it all. The fourth week is Skulat Hazmanhu, L'takein nitzotei svirah netzach shenifkemu. Ayideh, so how are you going to fix the netzach? We're going to do it through yishtadel lintoa v'kirbo amunas Hashem Yisrach ba'ofen nitzchi. We're going to work on our amuna. And we're going to make it something that's eternal, nitzchi. And so now it's interesting. The lashon, right? The word netzach means eternal, right? Netzach netzachim, right? The idea of the eternal, and it also is the same word for lenatzach, means to be victorious, right? To win, to overcome. So he says, and v'zeh yeg lo koach, we have the power lenatzach kol mine yetzer hara. We're able to overcome, to beat all the different types of Yetzirah, v'chol ha'ikuvim v'hamonim oto lehetkar v'lashem Yisroch, and to be able to get rid of all those things that stand in the way of us getting close to Hashem. So that's Netzach. So Netzach is based on Emunah, he said, but the idea is to be able to overcome and to really beat, what's a better word, to like be victorious over, I don't know, like another, but to really like, I think it's another better English word, but the idea of nitzachon over those things that are getting in the way of our getting close to Hashem. On the fifth week, it's about skulas hazman hu l'takin. He says it's here as ha'hod shenifgamu aydei shishtadel lehodos tamid l'Hashem Yisbarach al chasto hatov imanu. So how do you work on hod? Hod is about the idea of praise. So a person should be working on praising God on all the goodness that he does with us. Okay, so that's Hod. And we'll see that in a second, we're going to also come back to the idea that each of these midos are associated with different personalities. Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. Moshe is Netzach, Aaron's Hod. And then, what is it? It's Yesod is Yosef, and Malchus is David. Okay, so we'll see how each of these things that we're going through ties to those personalities. The sixth week, Bishvua Hashisha Skulat Sazman Hu Lataki Nitzotze Sviros Yisod Shenifkemu. We're going to fix Yisod. Ayideh Shishtada Lekasher Atzmo Lidavik Machshav Toba Hashem Yisparach Ubitaroso Ubitzadike Ames. So when it comes to Yisod, so Yisod, also, by the way, all these things are associated with different parts of the body, right, left, middle. So Chesed's right, Gevurah's left. Tiferes is the middle. And then Netzach is the right leg. Hod is the left leg. Yisod is the area of procreation, and then Malchus brings us back to either lower or all the way to the top. So now and then, so here he's saying that when it comes to Yisod, the idea is to really connect your thoughts to Hashem through His Torah and to His tzaddikim and to the righteous ones. We'll see how that plays out. And then the last is ubeshvu hashvius skula tazman hu letake nitzotzei sviras malchus shenifkemu aydei sheyishtadel lahamlich et Hashem Yisbarach alav. So Malchus, how do you fix Malchus? We're going to work on the idea, we're going to make an effort to make Hashem our king. V'al kol ha'olam kulo, that Hashem is our king and that He's the king of the whole world. And how did you do that? B'kabalas ol malchuso b'shleimus, to like work on accepting the yoke of Hashem's monarchy. So then, and then he says here, just finishing up this thing, is the idea of an v'chedei lahagia l'shleimus kenias midas kol shavua v'shavua. So in order to be able to attain each of these midas each week, tzarech lavod meshach zayin yamim, you have to work the full week. And so he's going to then go in this whole idea of the combinations. Okay, so now let's go back. Let's look at some of these notes. So I'm taking you back to the Lamed Beis, Os Hei. Hayamim v'atzma misayimim l'tara. So now, v'yesh l'das. So we have to understand that these days are here, help us, they're assisting us to be able to become purified. Right? If a person comes, if a person wants to become tahor, if a person really desires to become pure, we get special help from above. So therefore, when we came out of Egypt, so when we came out of Egypt and we were like a little child that was born, and we left from the hands of the evil, Sitra Achra, Yesh Lanu Levakesh Tara. So we need to like be asking for and desiring to become purified. We just came out, we're all dirty. Lachain, Hechin Lanu Hashem Yisbarach, Ela Hayamim Dechsiv, Usfartim Lachem. And so therefore Hashem prepared for us these days, and he said, you should count for yourselves. Shema Tana L'Tovosena, this is a gift for our good. Shenucha Lavo L'Tarach, that allows us, it gives us the ability to then come to purification. V'chol Hashana Taloi Be'ela Hayamim, the whole year is actually dependent on these days. Kemo Shegidol Kol HaTfuas B'Yamo Elu, the growing of the grain is all during this time. Kain Chiyas Ha'adam Etgala Ata, so too the person's vitality is revealed during this time. Ki Hakol Rak Remez El Hanhaga HaPnimius, because all of this is really a hint to the inner workings. And he's quoting here, this is all quoted in the Sfasemis. Okay, now, onward. So here's we're gonna, I guess we'll have enough time to go through just these midos, each one of these, to see how he explains the different aspects here. Chesed. So the first week is Chesed. L'kiyam mitzvah saseh. Gvura, l'kiyam mitzvah lo saseh. So Chesed really is the positive side, and Gvura is more of the negative side, in the sense of holding back and having our ability to have discipline. So like this. Elu hasheva midos. Well, these seven midos. Heim sharoshim l'chol hamidos asher yase otam adam v'chay v'hem. So these are the seven basics that make up the building blocks that makes that a person who does them and lives through. This is to describe how we should live. The first two, Gimel HaRishon, the Beis HaRishonim, Shem Ava V'yira, Hema HaIkarim L'chol Amidos. So the first two, which is love and fear, they're really like the roots or the essential of the Midos. Ki Hema HaGadfin HaKnafayim L'halot Et Kol HaMitzvos L'mala. They're the wings that allow all the mitzvos to ascend. Kidisi Bazar Kodesh Koloraisa the Lav Ihu Bidhil Rahimo Lo Parchis Leila. Any Torah that doesn't have love and fear cannot ascend. Lo Parchis Leila can't fly above, can't fly up. The Gam Hema Hamasain La Adam the Kaimit Kol Hamitsa Sase Li Shamir Mikol Halo Sase. And this idea of love and fear is what helps a person be able to first do positive things from the Ava side and to be able to prevent oneself from doing a prohibition from the Gvura side. Kemosha Kasiv Habar Tanura, Al Divri HaMeshna Vihi Mora Shemaim Aleichem. So the Bar Tanura, the Rav says on the line in Avos where it says, and you should have the fear of heaven upon yourself. Afa Pisha Ata Ovi Mi Ava Avod Gam Kein Yira. So even if you're going to be worshipping Hashem with love, you still need to have the element of fear. Sheha'ovid me'ava zariz b'mitzaseh. I say because a person who's got that burning, love for Hashem is going to be motivated to do the mitzvah saseh, to do the positive commandments. But then va'ovid me'ira nizhami mitzvah lo saseh. But the person who has that fear, the trepidation, will be careful from not violating the prohibitions of lo saseh. When nimseis avodos hashlema. So if you have the two, you're whole. You need the combo. V'chein emor chazal, ase mi'ava, ase mi'ira. You got to do both. You got to do it from love. You got to do it from fear. Ase mi'ava she'im bata l'sno. Da she'ata ohev v'ein ohev nasa sone. So a person, you should do things from love, because if you're going to come to hate, you should know that you love and you're not, and a lover does not become a hater. It's not, right? It's then a son. Ase meyira, shimbata livot, because, and also, if you're going to, you have to do it from fear and awe and trepidation. Shimbata livot, if you're coming to like kick it away, da sha'ata yaresh, v'in yare boit. Right? So, the idea is that a person who has that trepidation is not going to be one that's going to kick it and get rid of something. So it's the idea that it's going to keep you in a proper state of balance, that you're going to You're going to basically do the good things and stay away from the bad things. Okay, so this is like, so therefore, Ava and Yira are like the basic building blocks of everything. And so he goes on, he says, so therefore, Tachlis Ava v'Yira, Shah Hashem Yisbarach Yisba'er Banu. The point of the love and the fear is that Hashem should become beautified through us. Kol HaTorah v'Hamitzvah Sha'adam Oseh, all the Torah and the mitzvahs that we do, u'b'chol Gama Midah Shal Ava v'Yira, and so too these midas of love and fear, heima b'tachlis echad, shahashem yisparach yisparabanu. So that the point of it all is, the point is, it's one singular point, that Hashem should become beautified through us. V'tzrichin lahasim lev, like we have to keep, you know, we have to pay attention, lasod hakob ofen hidur v'yofi. And we should always like have, be cognizant of doing these things in a beautified way. L'itna'ot lefanov b'mitzvos, right, so that we should do the mitzvahs in a way that Hashem will be happy and will be beautiful, will be made to look good through us. Like it says, Chachmin Uzal, al mitzvahs ahavas Hashem, Tanya, v'ahavtas Hashem alakecha, it says in Yuma, it says in the Brisa, you should love Hashem, shehei shem shamay mit ahev ayadecha. What does it mean that you should love God? V'ahavtas Hashem alakecha, that what? Through us, Hashem should become beloved. Shehei korei v'sone u'mishamesh v'shom, sorry, korei v'shone u'mishamesh talmidei chachamim. Person should learn and serve talmidei chachamim. V'hei ma'aseo v'matano b'nachas im abrios. And when he does his business, it should be done in a very pleasant way with people. Ma habrios omor solav. And what do people say? Ashrei aviv shalom do Torah. And then people say, wow, fortunate is his father that taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabba Shalom Do Torah. And fortunate is his teacher who taught him Torah. Oy lahem labriya shalom lam do Torah. Ploni shalom do Torah. Re'u kama na'im v'darach d'rachav kama mitukanim ma'asav. Person should be, so if you're doing it right, people should be saying, wow, look how pleasant his ways are. Look how proper he is. And I love a kasuv omer vayomer li avdi ata Yisrael asher b'cha et pa'er. Harei shezet tzorach liyot machsheves ha'adam tachas masav. A person should be cognizant of this. Sheyu na'im tukanim behidur mitzvah. That a person should really want to do the mitzvahs in a beautified way. B'chdei shehashem yisbarach yismach v'yitparvo. That Hashem should become beautified through this. It, which is, by the way, this goes back to what we did in the Maral. When the Maral said the idea that when Hashem is sad or happy and all that stuff is that through our actions and through what happens to us, it reflects on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So he's saying here that when we do, how we act is a reflection on God. So when we do things in a nice way, it brings glorification to Hashem. But if we do it the wrong way, then it's the opposite. V'chein hu gam b'mitzvah seyira k'mo shekasav b'shach ol ha-Torah, al ha-pasuk ma-Hashem alakecha shomni makim lira. Amar Akasav Yiras Hashem Hi Otsro. So the fear of Hashem is a storehouse. Lefisha Melech Inu Ose Otsar Ela Lemamon Shemekabes Me'am. When does a king make a storage house? He makes it so that he can take the money that he collects from the people. Umitparbo Ose Otsar. Right, and he ends up actually it like makes him look good, right? And he makes the storehouses Lamar Ru'u Ma Asuli Ami. Right, so it's like to say, like, look at this. I'm storing this in this beautiful storehouse to show, hey, look at what my nation's done for me. So the idea, like when Hashem is asking us to fear, it's through that, and when we do these things through that action, we're actually bringing we're bringing beautification to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Ava and Yira, and the point of it all is to bring us to this type of pe'er, of beautification. It's just, it makes Hashem look good. So when we really work through the love and the fear, we're bringing it to that point. So then so that's chesed on one, gevura on the other side, love and fear, and then the middle one is teferes. Sfiras teferes hu hidur mitzvah. So he said that the idea of the middle is the bringing of the beautification. So kind of like the way we described it, it's like you're saying Av and Yira together makes the middle to Ferris. So now he says that's the idea of Hidur Mitzvah. Kol ofen v'sog shel Hidur Mitzvah, ha'mevi hitparut v'kavod. Right. So any way of doing a mitzvah in a beautiful way, which brings again greater honor. And the person should be happy with the mitzvah. That's coming from the midos of Tiferes. Kamo shamar akasov, v'yasita b'gdei kodesh aron achicha lechavot u'letifaret. Like the Rachaim says, shekavod of Tiferes. What does it mean? That you're going to make the begadim for, you're going to make the holy vestments for Aaron, your brother, for kavod and Tiferes. What does that mean? So kavod and Tiferes, heim simane hasimcha. They're really like signs of joy. Shiyira, shechafetz b'davar l'faro, right? So shiyira, shechafetz b'davar l'faro. So right, that he'll see that he wants to make this beautiful. Asher zehu shanoi la'osa hadavar l'tzara hechrech. So that asher zehu shinoi, right? So it's different than, meaning when I do something with like love and excitement and happiness, that's like, that makes it beautiful, as opposed to someone who does something because they have to, right? That's the tzad hechrech. The hagam shehabugadim heim chovas gavra haomei l'sharei. So it's true that what the vestments, the begadim, the clothing that the kohen wears is an obligation of a person who's doing the. It's like his uniform, right? You need to wear your uniform. You're going out there. You're wear it, right? Im kol zeh. With that said, Ratzah Hashem lezakos legalgal zchuzeh al yado shiyasotam lechiba v'lesimcha. Hashem wanted to give him a zchus, and that he should get the opportunity to make it to something that's filled with joy. It's not that you have to do this. It's either something you want to do. Davar zehu v'chinas neshama l'neshama v'ikar ma'asa zeh. An kan d'var ma'kadoshim. So v'chim v'vor b'zor ha'kodosh al yakov ishtam d'chol inyan ha'nase b'shleimus sh'arasha b'sura. So like the idea of things that are being done like in a whole, complete way, that's really coming from the idea of Teferis. So now, Chiyav Hidur HaMitzvah. So this idea of Hidur Mitzvah, Mitzvah Zo, Chiyav Al Adam Kim Ramzal, Tanya, Zekei Livan Vehu, Hasna Lefana B'Mitzvos, Asei Lefana B'Sukana, V'Lulavna, V'Shofarna, Tzitzisna, Sefer Torana, V'Kosovo, Lishmo, B'Diona, Bekolmasna, Belavlar Oman, Bekarcho, Beshirainan. Okay. So the idea is that when you do these things, you do it with you beautify them. Sukkah, you make a beautiful sukkah, beautiful lulav, beautiful shofar, tzitzis, and then when you make the sefer Torah, and you're putting right, so then you're going to beautify it with the best stuff. You're going to use great ink, you're going to use great instruments. The idea of making it beautiful. So the idea is that when you do these, like, you know, it's like jewelry, like when you make it beautiful and you're doing the mitzvah, you're going to make yourself, it's going to fill the mitzvah with joy. And then, so too, you're going to be in turn bringing joy and glory and beautification to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, so right, so like, if you do it and it's like, and it's a miserable thing, all the energy there is negative. The idea is to get into a place where you bring beauty to these things, and then that brings joy to you, and then to, in turn, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I guess the idea is also, as people witness this, they're like, wow, look at that incredible joy, that it really brings that tremendous beauty, you know, it elevates HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. Kaviyachol. So, Kamochin, Yesh l'ha'adam hit ametz atzmo b'avadosa v'tfilosa shiu b'ofen hana'ot. So, a person should do his avoda and his davening in a nice way, in a pleasurable way. Ki anu ma'aminim sh'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisgadel v'nitga'er a'idei ha'shiros v'hatishbachos shalana. Because we believe that Hashem is elevated through our praises. So like it brings some kind of elevation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Again, obviously Hashem is not changing, but we're in a sense, that when we talk about Shechina and Hashem's presence in the world, we really are the ambassadors. And as we do on the macro, micro, you know, on the micro level in our own doings, and then on the macro level of the Jewish people, we're bringing Hashem's presence into the world. Okay, so we'll do two more things, the Netzach, and then and hod and yisod and what we're done. Okay, so three more notes. Sfiras netzachun nitzchon v'nitzchi. So it's nitzachon, it's victory, and it's also eternal. Sfiras netzach kavanoso almidas hanitzachon gam al kiyum nitzchi. So it's the idea of victory and also something that's going to be forever. V'shneim inyan echad, and they're really connected. Ki kol davar shu nitzchi, in order for something to be eternal, tzorich lenatzeich et hakamim alav lemono milios nitzchi. The only way that something is eternal is when you're victorious and you're able to get past those things that are going to be preventing the obstacles that are there. If you don't have the power to be able to be victorious over those obstacles, then it's not for sure that it's going to be eternal. And then there's nothing in the world that's guaranteed that's going to be eternal. Except for God, that's eternal. Shem's before creation, he's after, he's always there. So there's nothing that's going to get away in the way of Hashem's eternal aspect. So too, the Jewish people have that aspect of nitzchias, of an eternal aspect. So we need to have the power of emunah, the pure emunah, to know with the clarity she'ein od mavado, that there's nothing other than God, and there's nothing that ever can be again standing in the way of Hashem. So the idea of netzach, eternal, it goes hand in hand with being victorious. So just as a side, it's a very cool idea that's very important, and that is that if you're ever in a pinch, ein od milvado. So they tell stories like about the Briskerov and others that when they were in danger, from in the case of the Briskerov, I think it was from the Nazis, and he had in mind and he was meditating ein od milvado, that actually gave him a supernatural protection. And so people have told me, like someone told me a story where they had a situation where his wife was in childbirth. And the umbilical cord was around the child's neck, and the doctors were flipping out, and they're like, this is not good, and everybody was flipping out. And the guy started meditating, Ein Od Milvado, and miraculously, the umbilical cord came off of the neck, and the child was born without any problem. But the idea that, it's not to be played with, but it's a real thing, that when a person attaches themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way of Ein Od Milvado, when you say that there's nothing other than Hashem, and you meditate, it's like, there is nothing else. This is the reality of the world. So that's the idea of attaching oneself to the netzach, to that of the eternal. And so when he's saying the idea of the victory is in order to be able to overcome those things that stand in the way of us being able to properly attach to the ein od milvado. So therefore, netzach, in order to get to netzach, you need nitzachon, you need victory. To overcome those obstacles. Okay? So that's Netzach. And Moshe Rabbeinu is tied to Netzach. We'll get that next time. Hodah, and then Hodah, Hod. Hodah, Mekarev et Adam Hashem. Right? A person gives praise, it brings us close to Hashem. Inyan Hodah, Hainu, Shehu Modeh lo umashlim asmo elav. Person brings, it's right, you're admitting, or you're giving recognition to, and that makes you whole with someone. Ki kol mi shemode la'acher, when you give that praise and the thanks and recognition, I think is a great word. When you give recognition, ki kol mi shemode la'acher, mashlim atzmo elav shehu tachas reshuta. You're basically coming connected to that person under their dominion. So when a person gives praise to Hashem, what you're doing, you're actively showing that you're connected and you're whole with Hashem. Right? It's the hodah, praise is basically get, like paying for the goodness. Kamosha kasav hamarav in Prague with sifrei gvurot Hashem. Vikasher ha'adam moda u'mishabeach l'Hashem yisrael ha'kol dover. When a person is moda, he's recognizing and he's praising Hashem for everything. U'mifarsem chasdei ha'makom baruch hu, and he's also making it known. He's mefarsem God's chasadim. Aideze mit rabeh kvod shamayim b'olam. He's increasing kvod Hashem in the world. And then he's causing Hashem's presence to be within us. Kamor. You're with us. So that's Hod. So Hod is the idea of praise, and that praise brings the recognition, it brings that Shechina into the world. And it's interesting, he brings in the idea of Pirsum. So you see this idea of Pirsum, we have Pirsum Anes with Chanukah, and that's Chanukah is like the main, you know, theme of Chanukah is Hod, and that's where we have Hallel. And if you look at the halacha of Hallel, the Hilchos Hallel, by the way, where are they in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam? The Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Chanukah. So Chanukah is about Hod, it's about praise, and that's why Hallel, which is crazy, really, what it should be from Pesach. Because that's when it seems to be like, you know, the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The halachas, it's codified under Chanukah because that's the idea of praise. And that's also connected to the Kohen, right? The Kohen, the idea of the Chashmonim, the Kohanim, lighting the menorah. So there's like a lot of connectivity to Hod, Kohanim, praise. That's why it's connected Aaron. Fine. And then last thing we'll do here is the Sfiras Yisod. And that is, actually there's also Malchus, we don't have time. Okay, so here we go. We'll do Yisod. Sfiras Yisod hu devekus viz kashrus. So the idea of Yisod is the idea of connectivity, of connection. Now think about Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was able to connect. So that's Midas Yisod. Hu hit kashrus his davkas liyos davuk b'Hashem Yisbarach levada. It's the ability to connect to Hashem only. Like it says, k'mosha kasev bor l'shamayim, d'v'yom shvi shal pesach asu b'nei Yisrael pu'ulos l'tova. The Tikkun Midas HaYisod. It was on the seventh day of Pesach that the Jews did things, actions that created Tikkun, that corrected the Midah of Yisod. Liyot Achuzim V'Devokim B'Kedushas Hashem Levado. To be able to connect and to be connected to Hashem alone. V'lo Yiru Einem Rak Ritzon HaBori Baruch Hu, and that their eyes would only see God's will. V'chem Yishmu His name, and they would only hear that the will of God. U'Be'emes. Bereshis hadavar avoda kashuzeh. This is extremely difficult work. Aval ha'ikar lezehu ha'hergel. V'naseh tiv'i shehaivarim be'atzman yamshichu l'rotzon ha'borei baruch hu. So that the idea is to train yourself so that your body, your limbs, will become a natural thing that they'll want to do the ritzon of Hashem. So that's like I remember seeing this in the Siva Shalom many years ago, that the idea of like, I think he was talking about the avos, that the idea of them keeping the Torah is that their bodies were so connected to God that they understood intuitively what the will of Hashem is, what His Ritzon was, and that therefore their bodies like naturally went in the direction of doing the proper things. So now, the Kasa B'Yismach Yisrael, the Hasvar Makadoshim Mechinen L'Midas Yisro B'Shem Omakanim, they call the Midas Yisro B'Shem Hit Kashrus. They call it the idea of connectivity. It's through this that they become connected to Hashem. And like the Chazal say, Kol makom sha'ata motzei geder erva ata motzei kedusha. Right? We just had this in Kedoshim. To you, Rashi quotes, wherever you see the idea of being careful from sexual impropriety, you find kedusha. And if you do the opposite, you're breaking your way, you're breaking up your connectivity to Kedusha. So Amalek comes along and says that there's no fixing when you mess up when it comes to sexual impropriety, that there's no way of fixing this. Aval lo kein hu kidvar, but the Amalek's claim is wrong. Like he quotes the Rabbi Yakodosh Milublen, Zal Amamar Hakasav Velosa Sura Achare Levavchem Yachare Nechem Lashon Hataras Kesher Hainu Shelo Yatir Asu Meakesher Hashem Kushosma. You shouldn't let go of the connection, the knot, which means that a person should never let go of the connection, the strong connection that we have to Hashem. Aide Halev V'Ha'inayim Shasara Meachare Hashem. Right, so Losa Sura, you shouldn't go and be taken adrift from what your eyes and your heart, your eyes see and your heart desire, right? So, but the idea is, v'idame v'daito chasam shekvar avda tikvaso kitanas Amalek yimach shemam, right? Because you might say that what Amalek is saying to you, you guys, you're low, you messed up, you no longer have any connection to God. But a person should know, rak titchazek So, b'Hashem sheyuchalo shielo. A person should always know that Hashem is there to be able to save us. B'yizkor ki od yesh b'kirbo chelik el kaimemal hashovim b'kirbo. That we all have within us a part of Hashem that's there that never goes away. So even if we do things that are going to disconnect us, so to speak, Amalek's time is wrong and that we're always connected. And so therefore, whatever we do, let's say that's going to, so to speak, so if he's saying, if you take your soul, which is the sexual drive, and you use it incorrectly, that's going to break up the Kedusha, and that's going to take us away from being connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because in a sense, what sexual connectivity does is it connects, right? A person connects, people connect through this activity. So too, that in the physical, so too in the spiritual, Yisod is this idea of connection. And so he's saying here is that we should know we're never, even through, if we do these things, it would never, there's always that eternal connection that's within us as we have that built into us. So here we'll stop here. And God willing, next time, although I want to do some stuff on Lag BaOmer, but just to finish this up, because it's just that we can go over it again to kind of go through the points, because it's important to like figure out like how to bring this down. That underneath here in Levi Aschein, he talks about the idea of Emunah as it relates to Netzach and Hod, because that's like the legs. The idea of legs is what gives a person stability. It gives us the ability to stand, right? So the idea of Netzach and Hod, those are our legs, and that's built on Emunah. And so we'll see how that fits into this pie as well. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then God willing, next week we'll come back to this point. And